from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew who he was. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him. On finding him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. You've heard me complaining about these terrible translations that we now have because they take away some significant meaning of the scriptures. And today is a classic example. We're told in today's gospel that after Jesus cured Simon's mother-in-law, she got up and, we're told, waited on them. That's not what Mark wrote, and that's not what Mark intended. Mark uses the Greek word diakonia, which is where we get our word deacon. And it means much more than serving someone or waiting on them. It means ministering to them. He uses the word three times in his gospel, here in reference to Peter's mother-in-law, once in reference to himself as he ministers to all of us, and the third time, again with women, the women who were at the cross at Calvary with him, for he says that they ministered to him. In Mark's gospel, once Jesus touches someone, they're not only physically healed, but they are internally become a minister, and they begin to reach out and minister to other people. And so if you and I come to the table of the Lord to be fed, are we not then also called to minister to one another? We're doing the homeless shelter last week and this week. And this year, I was sort of shocked by the large number of young men who were there, men in their 20s. And you talk to them, and they're some of the nicest guys you could talk to. They're incredibly polite. They're very grateful for what you are doing for them. But it becomes obvious very early on that they are people who can't take care of themselves. If you were a homeless person and I gave you $100, you would know to go somewhere and find a room that you could rent for a week or a month so that you could get yourself off the street. They are not capable of making that connection. They simply lack the basic skills that you and I take for granted. And so what do? Do we label them pariahs of society? No, we minister to them because we've been touched by the Lord. Amen.